All right, bear with me. I'm going to use the word fund a lot in the next minute, but I promise it's worth it to take a quick tour of the city's finances. Sweeney told the assembly that the city ended fiscal year 2014 with about $1 million surplus in the general fund. That's the fund that pays for much of the city's day-to-day operations, including administration, police, fire, public works, etc. It doesn't include departments like water, electricity, or harbors. They have their own funds, and we'll get to those in a moment. Also, just to be clear, we're talking about fiscal year 2014, which ended June 30th. Anyway, the city ended the year with $1 million surplus, and Sweeney reminded the assembly that the city had expected to end up about $1.4 million in the red, so it really wound up with about $2.5 million more than it budgeted for. That surplus came mostly from higher-than-expected sales tax receipts, about $660,000 more than expected. Plus, the city spent about $860,000 less than it expected. Mind you, the total general fund budget is about $27 million a year, so this isn't peanuts, but it's also not a huge bite out of the apple. The assembly had already decided to devote any surplus to the infrastructure sinking fund and the city's permanent fund, so the $2.5 million will be split between the two. So much for the general fund. On to the enterprise funds. These pay for specific utilities, like water or wastewater, and, Sweeney said, some of them are struggling. He said the wastewater fund in particular is bleeding cash, and city staff will likely recommend another utility rate hike to put it on a more stable footing.
For the next fiscal year, as kind of a pre-announcement, but additional planned increases in electric rates, water rates, wastewater rates, harbor moorage rates in order to achieve planned goals.
In fact, Sweeney said, the city should be considering rate hikes for all utilities to keep up with costs and inflation.
And I've mentioned this before, but that we should begin to think as a municipality, and I urge this with the strongest possible recommendation, that we should look annually to some type of a rate adjustment in each of our major funds.
In other words, Sweeney said the city should be raising rates on all utilities every year, even if it's just by 0.5%, to avoid falling behind and having to play catch-up with big double-digit increases. He said he'll bring a specific proposal on rate increases to the assembly later this fall. It was a relatively speedy 75-minute meeting. In the only other major agenda item, the assembly authorized a contract with P&D Engineers of Juneau to begin designing the new transient float planned for Thompson Harbor. The assembly also heard from Jeff Comer, the new CEO of Sitka Community Hospital, about possibilities opening up in telemedicine. Comer said he's reaching out to other hospitals in Southeast to consider potential collaborations.
For example, we need a dermatologist here in this community. Now, we have 8,000 people. We cannot afford a dermatologist in Sitka, Alaska. Juneau really can't afford one. Petersburg can't. Ketchikan can't. When you combine us together, we can afford a dermatologist. Through telehealth capabilities, that dermatologist can really live anywhere. They can be here, they can be Ketchikan. But the beauty is we can share the salary with these different hospitals.
The assembly ended the meeting by assigning roles for the coming year. Matt Hunter was named deputy mayor, a role he filled last year as well. Here's Mayor Mim McConnell.
Since we have only one nominee for deputy mayor.
You're unanimously appointed.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett declined to be nominated for deputy mayor, but she couldn't avoid being drafted into the role of vice deputy mayor. Her colleagues voted 4-2 to give her that role, with Tristan Gavon and Ben Maiasato voting for Maiasato instead. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.